Post-frame best practices. Tips for proper vinyl window installation in post-frame construction by AJ Manufacturing. AJ Manufacturing, the producer of Harmony and Main Street vinyl windows, specifically designed for post-frame construction, offers a few essential tips to ensure your window installation provides long-term durability and weather resistance. 1. Prepare the opening. Before installing the window, make sure the rough opening is properly prepped. Level the sill and confirm that the entire opening is square. Measure the opening to verify that it's at least 1/2 inch larger than the window dimensions. This extra space allows for adjustments during installation and provides room for insulation around the window frame. 2. Weatherize the opening. Proper weatherization is key to a successful install. Use weatherization tape and a sill pan system to seal the opening. This step is required by residential building codes in most states and is a best practice for non-residential buildings as well. There are various weatherproofing systems available. Always follow the specific product manufacturer's installation guidelines. 3. Installing the window. Once the opening is level, square, and weatherized, you're ready to install the window. There are 2 acceptable methods. Direct sill installation. You may place the window directly onto the sill if it is perfectly level and flat, without dips, bellies, or humps, crowns. The sill must support the entire bottom edge of the window, both side to side and front to back, as vinyl frames are prone to expansion and contraction. Unsupported areas can lead to sagging over time. Shimmed installation. This is the more common method, especially when working with rough framing. Shims help create a level base and act as the structural foundation of the window. Placement is critical. Slider windows use a minimum of 3 shims, one at each corner and one at the center. About 2/3 of the window's weight is concentrated in the center. For wider sliders, 4 feet or more, additional shims between the corners and center provide extra support. Double-hung windows. Place shims at each bottom corner. The sashes are supported by springs in the jambs, concentrating the weight at the corners. Mull units, 2 double hungs joined. Shim the outer corners and under the mull joint between the windows. Important, never remove shims after installation. Vinyl windows are not hung like older aluminum units. The shims are the foundation. Removing them will compromise the structural integrity of the window, especially under the pressure of thermal expansion and gravity. 4. Securing the window. Begin by securing the bottom of the window. Make sure it is perfectly level and nail it into place. Check the reveals by opening the sash about 1/2 inch. You should see an even gap between the sash and the frame across all operating parts. This ensures proper sealing and operation. Once aligned, finish nailing the rest of the window. On larger windows, it's generally acceptable to nail every other hole in the nailing flange. For smaller windows, use all available holes, especially if they are spaced far apart. 5. Final checks and sealing. After the window is secured, operate it again and recheck the reveals to confirm nothing shifted during installation. Apply window flashing tape over the nail fin, following the tape manufacturer's instructions. Proper sealing here is essential for long-term protection. Sidebar: do's and don'ts. Don't hang a window. Do fully support the master frame. Do allow for vinyl window expansion and contraction. Do consider indoor air quality in the building design and humidity control. Do consider trim and flashing systems that are designed for easy leak-free installations. With these steps completed, you'll have a properly installed window that's built to withstand the elements for years to come. Most importantly, you'll avoid those dreaded post-storm calls about leaks. As the saying goes, if you can't afford to do it right the first time, how will you afford to fix it later?